Vaccination campaigns in the U.S. have been slowed by logistical challenges and limited supplies of shots, but things are even worse in many other parts of the world. In Latin America in particular, nations are seeing a rebound in the number of cases, rising death tolls, and the possibility that they won't get most of their populations vaccinated until next year at the earliest. NPR's Global Health and Development correspondent Jason Beaubien joins us now. And Jason, over the weekend, the World Health Organization sent letters to more than 30 countries in the Americas and the Caribbean, alerting them that they're going to be getting vaccine doses starting this month. How big a deal is that?
It's a big deal because it's the beginning of this process that's known as COVAX, which is this alliance that the WHO is heading up to try to make sure that vaccines are equitably distributed around the world. However, there are a lot of caveats to this first announcement. First, the number of doses are of AstraZeneca's vaccine, which the WHO still hasn't even authorized for use. We're expecting that to happen soon, but you know, that's still one thing that's hanging out there. It's only 35 million doses for all of Latin America and the Caribbean. You know, this is going to be going to 36 or 37 countries. We're talking about a small number of doses to begin with. Some of these countries also haven't yet approved AstraZeneca to be used in their nation, so that has to happen. And then adding to the caveats, COVAX is saying that these first shipments are going to be dependent on adequate funding and manufacturing production schedules being met. So, you know, this is a beginning, but it's still there's still a lot that might cause it to be less than people had expected.
Yeah, I think I lost track of all the asterisks there, Jason. There's quite a few. But as you say, I mean, the COVAX program, while helpful, it is not going to do the job alone. So when it comes to these efforts to ensure equitable access, I mean, what is realistically the expected timeline for getting people vaccinated in Latin America?
Yeah, because COVAX, basically, it's saying that they would, at the best case scenario, provide 200 million doses by the end of 21 to Latin America, and they would need 500 million doses in order to actually control the pandemic in the region. So COVAX alone isn't going to do it. And unlike the European Union, Latin American countries are just left on their own to try to get out there in the market, scrap with these companies, and try to cut deals. And they're in a very difficult position. You've got Peru and Argentina have been fighting with Pfizer to try to come up with contracts for their vaccine, so far unsuccessfully. Bolivia, yesterday, they started a limited campaign with the Russian Sputnik V vaccine. There is an effort between Mexico and Argentina that was been coordinated by the Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim to produce AstraZeneca's vaccine for South and Central America. You got Peru is getting some Chinese vaccine from Sinopharm. Brazil's getting some from Sinovac. But there's just this scramble going on at the moment. And even, you know, with this going on, very few people are actually getting vaccinated so far. Costa Rica is the furthest along and on a per capita basis, and they have still vaccinated less than 1% of their population.
Wow. So, Jason, then help us step back and see the bigger picture here, because you've been focused on the pandemic in Latin America for months now. I mean, how hard is that region getting hit?
It's getting hit really hard. There are new outbreaks that are happening in Peru. They've gone back into a very tight lockdown. Brazil, you've got the variant spreading out of there. You've got disastrous scenes out of the city of Manaus in the Amazon, where hospital beds are full. Mexico is really struggling. Bloomberg recently ranked Mexico's response as the worst in the world among the world's 53 largest economies. And then another survey just came out from the Lowy Institute of Australia that ranked Mexico the second worst in the world, with Brazil at the bottom. So there's a lot of problems in this region. Mexico in particular is concerning for the U.S. Because you're getting a testing positivity rate there of about 40%. That is huge. The World Health Organization says you should try to get your testing positivity rate down below 5%. Also, on a fatality rate, Mexico is way up there. And then you have President Manuel López Obrador repeatedly downplaying the pandemic, and now he's actually got it himself. So there's a lot of concern about what's happening in Mexico and the fact that that's happening just across our southern border.
Yeah, it's a good point. I'm glad you brought up the link to the U.S., because lest we think this is just a problem south of the border, I mean, Mexico is a huge trading partner for the U.S., not to mention a very popular vacation and travel destination. So there's no doubt that there are concerns for the U.S. if Mexico isn't able to get its vaccination program up to pass muster. That's Jason Beaubien. He's NPR's Global Health and Development Correspondent. Jason, thanks.
Hey, it's great talking to you.